Sunday. Now, it is an enormously complicated doctrine. And so I could talk to you, I could get very technical, I could talk to you and tell you, well, in the Trinity, the three personas are united through perichoresis. Got that? Or the hypostatic union between the divine and human natures of Christ, right? Well, I'll spare you all of that, because it's just... I still remember when I studied that in seminary, it's like gave me a migraine headache. So let me just say a few things about the Holy Trinity. First of all, if you have a hard time wondering how things can be three separate things and yet one, the best analogy are three chords on a piano, let's say, or three notes, I beg your pardon, three notes on a piano. Now, the notes are separate, but when you play them together and make a chord, that sound is one thing. So that's the best analogy. And if anyone asks you, well, what's this Trinity about, you can tell them that. An important thing you need to know is that this doctrine came out of an experience. The earliest Christians experienced God as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself mentioned that in today's gospel reading. When that gospel was written, there was no creed. There weren't any creeds at all. And the New Testament was still being written. It wasn't until the 4th century that the church came up with this doctrine of the Trinity. So the experience was there. And Jesus himself mentioned Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So the early Christians experienced God in three ways. Now the first thing to say is that the Jews were firmly monotheistic. They believed in one God and one God only. And that is the genius of the Hebrew, the Jewish faith, is they were the ones that had this insight that there is only one God. So one God who created everything, that beautiful reading from Genesis, calling everything into being. And then they met Jesus. Jesus called his disciples. And first they thought he was an ordinary human being. But the more time they spent with him, they could see, this guy is human, but he is like no one else we've ever seen before. The way that he behaved, the way that he didn't strike back at his enemies. They were enthralled by him. Finally, one of his disciples, Peter, said, Jesus asked him, well, who do people say that I am? And they said, well, some people say you're Elijah, who was a prophet that was supposed to come back at the end of time. Others say that you're John the Baptist, risen from the dead. But who do you say I am? He asked them. And Peter said, you're the Messiah. You're the Christ, you're the Son of the living God. Now, notice they didn't say that you're God. You're God's Son, which is different. So they saw God breaking in and through Jesus. And then later on, as the church began to develop, they experienced this spirit within them that Jesus had promised them when he called the Comforter. And last week, we remembered Pentecost Sunday, which was the birthday of the church, when the Spirit was poured upon the early church, and that is when the church really began to take off in the ancient world. So that's why. People experience God as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.